Good evening, listeners, and welcome again to another edition, episode, or just catastrophe that we call Nick Elliott Podcast.
And we also call it eating Eccles cakes when you're supposed to be presenting.
Well, we're actually halfway through, aren't we?
You're not. You're eating as you speak.
I am.
Where were you brought up? Industrial North.
Industrial North.
Or in the posh Royal Tunbridge Wells.
With baby Jesus.
That's it. Little baby Jesus. Oh, dear.
Baby Jesus. Baby.
And they say bairns, don't they? That's bairns, or is that Scottish?
That's further up.
But didn't used to say that sort of thing in Tunbridge Wells, you know?
No, you wouldn't do that there. Oh, goodness me, no.
Very, very posh. People didn't eat with their mouths full in Tunbridge Wells.
Didn't they?
No. No, it's considered rude, you see.
Really?
Because you'd do a machine gun attack on people, wouldn't you?
Ah.
Now, if you speak, just imagine you've got a mouthful of rich tea biscuits, you know what they're like. Mm-hmm. And it's firing everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Good fun. Fun was had by all, Nick.
Tunbridge Wells must have been a riot.
It certainly was. I used to love it. Royal Tunbridge Wells.
Royal Tunbridge Wells.
Yes, we had the things called the Pantiles, which I bet you don't know what that is.
I do. I know exactly what that is.
Do you?
What? I've been there many, many times. But first of all,
yes,
because no fucker knows who they're listening to here,
no.
I'm going to introduce you.
Go on then.
My name's Nick Elliott.
And my name's Chris Moore.
And we're going to present another 30 minutes of just utter nonsense.
I think that's about right. I think that's a perfect summation.
Do you think?
Yes.
That we call, or I call,
you call,
a Nick Elliott podcast.
I've got nothing to do with it, mate.
You're just a wingman, aren't you?
I'm just your wingman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or your tail end Charlie or whatever.
Me goose.
Your goose.
To Maverick.
Morecambe and Wise. And who else could we be? I don't know.
Cannon the Bull.
Well, I'll be Cannon. You can be?
Bobby Bull.
Bulls. Yes, that's right.
See?
Bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Let's move on.
We've done the introductions. That's very,
we've
very
done
good.
The introductions. And welcome,
done
listeners.
Done the what?
Introductions.
You didn't say that.
Didn't I?
No, you said introductions.
Really?
Mm.
Well spotted. I wanted to be the first to pick that.
Carry on. Good films, they were.
They were very good. Anyway, this is Chris Moore.
The guy
you can't shut up.
Should I shut up?
No, don't shut up.
Shall I?
No, please don't.
Shall I withdraw my labour?
No, don't do that.
Forthwith.
No, don't work to rule.
Anything you want me to withdraw?
No, not at all. No, they'll keep everything exactly where it is.
Shall I? I don't think I can last that long.
I've heard it said.
Yes. Oh, dear. Give up the cigarettes, Nick. Keep telling you.
God. I'm going to have to hit him on the head.
Make it a resolution.
Anyway, we're very close to Christmas, Chris.
Oh, I know, Nick.
20th today, I think.
Yeah, that's about right.
Mm.
Nick, who used to say that?
Jim Davison.
Nick.
Funny guy.
Yeah. Anyway, we digress.
I liked a bit of Jim Davison.
Yeah, wasn't he the one who ate the hamster? One of those comedians. Ate a hamster.
It could have been. I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, dear, Jim. Don't know if it was a live hamster or a dead hamster.
I don't know.
But it's certainly there, somewhere in the annals of hit TV
history.
No,
you've got me beat on that, young Chris.
Yeah, I think it probably is. Anyway.
How have you been?
I've been all right. My back is improved.
Is it better?
I can sit upright now.
Really?
I'm not going to go down that line of jokes.
Okay.
No, but I
so
can sit.
So tossing and turning?
No tossing and turning involved anymore.
Really?
No, I'm
so
I'm
nights
upright.
Are quite boring?
I'm upright and I'm perfect.
Right,
I'm not hunched over.
Okie dokie.
Yes, that's right.
That's good.
It is good.
That's the way forward.
And it's good because, as you say, 20th of December is spookily near Christmas.
It is.
And
very
all
close.
All the fun and games that involves. Like, have you done all your shopping yet, Nick?
Yeah.
You've done it all?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Finished.
That ends that one then, doesn't it?
Organised. I am very organised.
Well, yeah, so it said.
Very organised.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. And so I must ask you, Nick, how's your Christmas card collection going?
Well, it's still as depressing as it was last time we made one of these shows. I would say yours has grown considerably.
Well, I'll tell you a story, Nick. I was lying in bed the other day, not tossing or turning, nothing of that.
No?
Lying in bed, there's a rap on the door.
Okay.
Okay, rap on the door. So I thought, I'd better go and answer it. There's this postman there, and he's got his sack. He's got his sack over his shoulder.
Right.
He says, is this the Moore residence? And I say, yes. He said, here are some Christmas cards for you. You know what? He opened up this sack.
Yeah.
And he shuffled them all out.
Really?
Yeah. Hundreds and hundreds of cards. But it got me thinking, where are they going to fit on my rope that we described last time?
Goodness me, do you get that many cards?
That many cards.
Is it a bit like the Blue Peter Studio?
It's a bit like it. I also get some sort of milk caps as well.
Milk buttons. What?
Milk caps. You know, you used to get a little foil cap.
Oh, yeah.
Blue Peter used to collect them, didn't
they? Oh, yeah.
That sort of thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Get all those.
Yeah. Do you get all them?
Amazing what I get in
really?
The post, Nick, yeah. So hundreds, if not thousands,
really?
Of cards.
Goodness yeah. me. Where are these all coming from, Chris? Have you got that many friends?
Well, not that I knew of, Nick. I think these are all coming via the Nick Elliott podcast.
Have they actually been written in, or is just somebody got, you know, a load of cards that they've been and bought from Tesco's? And
they might be job lots, actually.
Really?
I'm beginning to smell a rat somewhere, Nick.
So there's nobody actually
blank.
Written in them?
They're all blank.
Are they really?
Yeah. No postage on them.
A bit like Valentine's Day cards.
But they're supposed to be blank, aren't they?
Yeah, I know, but what was that about?
Well,
what was Valentine's Day cards about when you didn't know the hell had said the bloody thing?
That was to surprise your lover.
Yeah, but it was nonsense, weren't it?
It was nonsense.
Eh?
Because then the lover might get the wrong idea and approach your arch-enemy who didn't send it but got away with it.
Aunt Jenny?
Jenny.
Did you say Aunt Jenny?
No, I didn't say Jenny. No,
who did you say?
I said arch-enemy.
Arch enemy. Got it. Right.
Yes,
okie dokie. I missed that bit.
No, picture the scene.
Picture the scene.
One day, I will write up my Valentine's card.
Yeah.
Dear whoever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give any names.
Okay.
I
Graham.
Love Graham, would it?
Dear Graham.
All right. Dear Graham, I heart you. Signed, ? That's
right.
How you did it. You see.
Yeah.
And then Graham will receive that. Or whoever,
yeah.
And would say, oh, look, I think I know who that is. And Graham might go to my archenemy thinking it was he who sent it.
Right.
That might be the start of a beautiful relationship, what I had paid for by sending the Valentine's card in the first place.
I always found it really silly.
I did.
Absolutely silly.
Nonsense, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
I think I only ever had two.
Two what?
I think I bought them me send.
Oh, dear.
My kind of Valentine's Day cards was nothing like your Christmas card collection.
So basically you're saying your card collection per se is not of the highest number.
It's non-existent. Really?
There's something going wrong there, Nick.
I can't understand it.
Well, I don't know.
I think it actually appears that you are the star of the show, Chris.
No.
And all the listeners and fans of this, you know, nonsense that we spend doing every month.
Mm.
And
no, I don't think that's the case, Nick.
Don't you think?
No, because I'm not world-renowned.
Don't you think it's
you
fan
are?
Mail?
No.
No?
I don't know any fans. Don't know any fannies?
Really?
Don't know anything?
No?
No.
Okay. Well, I tend to think that's what it is.
My mind's going somewhere else. Anyway, yes. Just before the 20th. Well, it is the 20th.
It's 20th today.
Yeah, so... You've got all your presents. I've basically got all mine. Then I'm going to make the long journey down south.
Right.
To see Mama.
To Ghent.
Yes. Yes, that's right. And meet
see
up
your lovely
with,
mum.
See the family. A family. And also, I'll see what I do like about Christmas. It's the EastEnders special.
Do you really?
Oh, you're going to get some disaster going on there.
Bellenders special.
Bellenders special. Nom, 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 nom. That one.
Are you a Bellenders fan, then?
Oh, I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, what did you think I'd like, then?
Well, I thought
Open
you was...
Open University?
No, I thought you was... No, Watch With Mother or,
Watch
you know...
With
Origami for the Beginner.
A Wooden Tops.
Two-episode programme, you know,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
Wooden Tops?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. What about Bill and Ben?
Yeah, I loved it.
Along with Weed.
All the stuff.
I used to like Weed.
All the stuff was really good.
Come on, I'm setting you up.
I know, I've heard it. That's it. We're going back to university days, haven't we?
That's it.
Hey. It's your misspent youth.
Absolutely. Now I prefer a can of Coke.
Can of Coke.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. See, it's a joke. It's
I know it is.
Yeah, but I think weed actually was a representation of the drugs culture at the time.
Do you think?
I do. It's like the Magic Roundabout. I'm convinced of that one, that each of them... Magic, on the Magic Roundabout,
yeah.
Is a characteristic of a different drug of the time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure of it. So, for example...
What makes you think that?
The way they act. So you've got Zebedee.
Yeah.
Springs around the place. And
yeah.
He's here. That is a bit like Speed. He's on Speed. Okay. He's neither here or there.
Yeah.
You've got Dylan, the dopey rabbit. He's on cannabis.
Who I always thought was a happening guy. I thought he got it on.
Yeah, he got it on. There was another one as well. Oh, yeah. The dog. What's his name? The dog? Dylan? No, Dylan.
Dougal.
Dougal the dog. He was on LSD. Because he always used to like sugar cubes, you remember?
Right, yeah.
Keep it on to the sugar cubes.
You don't think he was just having a tetanus jab?
He might have been that as well. But perhaps I'm reading into it too deeply.
I tend to think that's the case, Chris.
Do you think?
I tend to think, after doing probably 2 years of these shows, you're possibly beyond help.
I think I might well be, Nick. I think I might well be.
I think so.
Mm. But yeah, so is that. I also love the Doctor Who specials as well.
No, I know. I never got into Doctor Who.
Because I'm a Whovian.
No, I never got into Doctor Bloody Who.
No, it wasn't bloody Doctor Who. It's Doctor Who, you know. Because the play there, you Doctor Who, Doctor Who.
Well, funny you should say that, because I was listening to the Phil Collins biography only this morning.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
While preparing my personage to come here for the show.
Good word.
I thought so.
Personage.
Show. Mm. Great, yeah. Yeah. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And Phil apparently was asked to do several episodes of Doctor Who as Doctor Who's arch enemy, the Master.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't know he was on first name terms with Phil Collins.
He'd got commitments.
Yes.
And couldn't do it. To the band Genesis at the time, and couldn't do it.
Dear.
Yeah, because he was going to play the Master in Doctor Who.
That'd have been good, wouldn't it? Can you imagine? Yeah. He might have had some drums with him. Doom, doom, boom, boom, boom. Could have been the EastEnders drums.
Could have been.
Or the ones on the chocolate ad with the gorilla.
So, talking about Bellenders,
are you
a regular visitor?
I am.
Really?
I can regularly be found Monday night to Thursday night, 7:30, down the East End.
Really?
Yep.
Is that what when they broadcast, is it? Four nights a week now?
Four nights a week, Monday, Thursday, 7:30, BBC One.
Right.
And it's great.
Okay, I haven't watched it for years, man.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I was always quite partial to a bit of Coronation Strasser.
Corrie's another one I like.
Oh, you like Coronation Strasser?
People say to me, Chris, what are you? What were you? That's a teacher. As a teacher, why are you looking at such pathetic programmes?
It's not, though.
It's not.
It's very good acting.
Social realism.
It's very good acting. Yeah.
The acting on Corrie and EastEnders, I'd say, is of the first class. Mm,
I agree.
You know, they get it right.
Things like Emmerdale, that's suspect, though, isn't it?
Emmerdale, I don't like. I can't get on with that one. No. But particularly on the opening sequence. Have you seen the opening sequence?
No, I haven't seen any of those things for a long time.
And then the camera zooms in. You've got items of women's clothing draped across the floor and going up the steps.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
Please, no.
Things have hotted up, are they, in Emmerdale?
Hotted up on Emmerdale.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
Lots of scantily clad girls.
I don't know. I don't watch it. As soon as I hear that.
Talking about that.
Yeah, what?
Christmas TV.
Yeah, what about it?
You know, what are you looking forward to? Do you do the old kind of traditional stuff, TV Times and all that?
I don't, because I think it's a rip-off, apart all rip-offs.
Okay.
The cost of those things now, Christmas time. But my sister always buys it in, so I have a good look through it when I'm at my sister's.
Right, okie-cokie. What will you be taking in?
Do you know what? Christmas Day, because we're in with family, don't really put the telly on.
Oh, okay.
And if it does go on, they'll have it on one of these channels that just churns out pop songs all the time.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah, that's all they particularly want to listen
to. Oh, really?
So you don't see it. Mind you, it all stops at 3 for the King's speech.
Oh, you do a bit of that, do you?
We have that on, yes. Whether we're in a fit state to listen to it, I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a tradition. I think it's a tradition most places. Do you do it?
No. I mean, I'd probably have 15 minutes of it. because that's all it is. I know it is. Because that is it. That's what it lasts, isn't it? Yes. 15 minutes.
Yeah.
To quote Andy Warhol.
Yeah, definitely.
I think if it was there, I'd probably have a two-pedoth.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't, I wouldn't be bothered.
No.
You know, I don't do all this kind of Alf Garnett thing, standing up, saluting, all that nonsense.
No, not at all. I don't do that.
But you do that regularly, do you? Each year?
My mother loves to watch it.
Right.
I will tolerate it.
Okay.
I'm not a strict monarchist, but I'm not an abolitionist either.
Right.
I don't say shoot them and hang them and all the rest of it.
No.
I say let them just fizzle out. Not perpetuate it. No, not keep having the king predict for the next 200 years or whatever it is. But
do you think it's fizzling out?
I don't, actually.
No?
No, I don't.
No,
think,
I don't.
No, I think Britain will maintain its interest overall with the royal family. And, of course, the strong argument is that they do a lot for their country, which I suppose they do, in terms of people coming in, you know.
Forgive me, has it not gone off the boil since, you know, Charles kind of stepped into the role? Do you think or not?
Well, it's never been on the boil, as far as I'm concerned.
Really?
Yeah, they just happened to be there.
You know? I mean, the Queen was popularity was cosmic, weren't it?
It was, but then you look at that family, and things have gone wrong in their families just as much as any.
Oh, totally.
Which, I suppose, in a way, endears them, doesn't it, to the public in some way, that they can have things go wrong.
It's live a similar life to the people outside.
But then again, it's not a similar life, is it?
No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
You know, there are people that. Yeah. Clearly kind of relate to that thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, also, let them fade out, in, you know, respectfully.
Okay. No, it don't really bother me, really, to be honest, whether they're, whether not. Mm. You know, it certainly make driving along a mall easier if they sold that gaff at the end.
God,
wouldn't
it?
It
would, wouldn't it?
You know?
Imagine that, yeah. Mind you, it's rather an impressive driveway, isn't it?
Oh, it is pretty good.
Think about that.
Yeah, yeah, it is pretty good.
Imagine waking up in the morning. Ah, I just looked down the mall.
Yeah, have a snifter down there.
Have a little walk. I like my
mind you, it's a bugger of a walk to a shop, isn't it?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You couldn't get a walk or something easy, could you?
No, not really.
No.
No, but they do home delivery.
Do they?
Argos, do you?
Do they? Oh, that's handy then. So you could drive up the buck, pal.
You can do.
Excuse me, sir. Your whatever it is.
Once you've gone through the cold stream and, you know.
Do you think they have to pay their sort of $2.95 delivery charge?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, suppose it's only right, isn't it?
I think so.
Because they don't pay taxes.
Or if they do an overnight, it's a bit more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah.
And then they might get there to deliver a coffee table and they're not in because they've got a public function going on.
Well, they might well. Such is the life of royalty. So.
Bit of a gas, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
If you order furniture from Argos.
Exactly. Which brings me on to the subject of Christmas food.
Okay.
Do you have anything special, Nick, over Christmas?
What
food do you like at Christmas?
Well, I'm partial to the old CP, Christmas pudding.
You like that? You were saying about that, weren't
Fantastic stuff, man. Best, for me, the best pudding ever.
It is nice. It's very rich, so I can only have a little small piece.
I do rich.
Do you do rich?
I do rich.
Nice boy. Nice boy.
I know.
Yeah. Named my brother-in-law. Morning, Richard, if you're listening.
used to deliver our papers.
He did. Richard used to be a paper boy.
He was.
That's one job I never had.
No, I didn't do that.
No, I had many other
jobs. No, that's a silly people, isn't it?
Oh, dear. Getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
That bit don't bother me.
No, you're an early riser, aren't you?
Oh, totally.
You get up nice and early in the morning.
4 o'clock.
You're up at 4 o'clock?
I'm up at 4 o'clock.
Blimey.
Yeah. Whatever happens the night before, I'm up at 4 o'clock.
I don't know how you do it.
Mm.
I'm just thinking about going to sleep.
Well, that's because you're tossing and turning.
Well, it could well be.
As we featured in the programme previous.
Yes, it could well be.
Mm.
Yeah.
Seems to be a bit of a hobby.
Well, it's a pastime, as I said last time.
Totally.
I wouldn't call it a hobby. No.
When you're on your own in the dark?
No, is that
why it's not?
Hobby horse. Oh, it's crazy. I tell you what, talking of sleeping, do you get dreams?
No. I never dream.
You're another one of these people. My brother-in-law, Richard. Morning, Richard, if you're listening. He doesn't dream either.
No.
I don't get it. I have the craziest of crazy dreams.
Do you really?
Yeah. Absolute nonsense.
Did you dream last night?
Yeah.
About what?
Well, something crazy.
Oh, so you don't remember them?
I don't remember them unless I write them down right away.
Okay.
But there's a recurring one I have, which is I'm flying. I'm actually flying, you know, flat.
Okay, wings and all that. Yeah.
Wings and all that.
Okay.
I zoom in, I zoom out. All this. And at first, I was quite scared of it. But now I rather look forward to it. So it can happen in any scenario.
Really?
Yeah. So whatever I'm dreaming about. And I get a lot of dreams about school. A lot of dreams. Basically, the conflict between me in school as a pupil and me in school as a teacher.
Right.
And in this dream, the two roles mix and it's chaos. So I go to school. I don't know if I'm there as a pupil or a teacher because I was both at the same school.
Yeah.
And it's,
oh, so you taught at the same school? You
one job I had, I taught at the same school that I was a pupil at.
Did you really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and of course the colleagues there, I used to call them sir, and now I had to call them by their Christian names.
Right.
Very strange. Very strange. And I remember all the little tricks I got up to as a pupil there, and the teachers I did it against, who were now my colleagues. Can you believe that?
Well, I think that there's a humorous bit of that. Oh, there, surely.
It is funny in a way.
You know.
Yeah, it is funny in a way, Nick. But, yeah, so I'll get recurring nightmares. I like to call them nightmares about school, because I don't get any nice dreams about school. Never. Weird, isn't it?
Well, mind you was big time in the school, weren't you?
What do you mean big time?
You just enjoyed school.
As a pupil,
yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mind you, I had been labelled a failure because I'd failed the 11 plus. There's nothing worse than being called a failure at the age 11. So all my mates went off to grammar, or if not the grammar, went to the tech school. All the failures went to the local sec mod.
Yeah.
And I believe you too.
I did go. I was indeed.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the sec mod level, you're not supposed to like things like writing and music. You're supposed to like things like woodwork and metalwork and technical drawing.
Oh, really?
Which I loathed. I loathed. But I had one teacher there who took me under her wing, metaphorically speaking.
Okay.
And encouraged me to write and encouraged me to listen to music.
Right.
And I say thank you to her for having faith in me all those years gone by.
Well, I think really the kind of teaching role is a bit underestimated, isn't it, really? I mean, I taught from a personal perspective on that because I'm sure I've spoken about this guy before. A pottery teacher that we had at Stangrand Comprehensive called Tim Rayner, who was a massive influence on me, massive influence, and certainly helped to put me in the place where I am now and to become who I am and what I am now. You know, so I think teachers do underestimate their kind of involvement in children's lives, don't you?
I don't know. Tricky one, that. In my role as a teacher, I would like to think that I've influenced people, but I can't say that I have. But I'd like to think that I did, if you know what I mean.
I would think that's highly possible, to be honest.
I've got a teacher who was instrumental in my life. My life's it's getting very heavy, this, isn't it? But his name's Mr. Ray. Bless you. Morning, Mr. Ray. If you're listening.
if you're alive.
Oh, he's alive. I know he's alive. But yeah, his history teaching inspired me.
Right.
And he was a singular bloke that got me into teaching in the first place.
Was he really?
Along with the fact that I had such fun at school as a pupil. I really did.
Okay.
This is in the times of, well, you'd been the same for you, progressive education. And therefore, we were allowed to call our teachers by their first name. Which we did, and it made it a very free situation.
I don't remember that being allowed.
Well, this was in the sixth form, admittedly.
Okay, oh, no. Didn't they want to try and convince you was an adult?
Yeah, that's it.
It's a bit really silly. Yeah. I didn't get the sixth form.
No.
Nah, okay. Fuck me, I'd go well gone. I'd well gone.
Did you take any CSEs?
No.
No CSEs?
No.
Have you got any certificates? Are you certified?
I wasn't when I came in.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. I've got quite a few for photography, arts, media, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But nothing from an academic background.
Hmm.
You know, I didn't do anything at school.
No, so you didn't even take any courses?
Not at all. I did, 11 plus, which was a disaster because with the dyslexic thing.
Yeah, well.
I managed to put my name at the top of the paper. That was it.
You would have got 2 marks for that, though.
And then, would you? Okay. And then sat there, for 2 hours or 3 hours and did jack shit.
No.
Because it was just well beyond me.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, in those days, it was seen, you know, not favourably.
Oh, no,
it was
no.
Just thick.
Yeah, oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Retard value.
They would use that word.
Yeah.
I know, it's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there we are. Yeah. But it's just one of those things, I suppose. Things have moved on to the better now. I'm glad to say, a little bit, anyway.
Yeah, well, they have with the dyslexic thing. Mm. Oh, that is for sure. Yeah. Because that caused me a lot of bloody upset and heartache. And, well, when I say upset, I mean upset. You know, when it was read that, read from this book, read a passage from this book, really. Fucking hell, you know.
That must have been awful.
Terrible.
But I'm sure there's some funny sides to that as well, because I can remember one English class. I think I've said this to you before, but it has been hoots every time I think about it. We were doing this work on Shakespeare, and it was Romeo and Juliet. And the teacher would pick out names, and you had to be. I was picked out to be Romeo, and this girl called, what was her name? Oh, crikey. Jane. She was picked out to be Juliet.
Okay.
Jane, I fancied bits at the time.
Ah.
Jane, if you're listening, morning. Anyway.
Do you want to just remind Jane
of
where you've come?
Yes, exactly.
Having been refused.
Well, I know. I mustn't say that. She's happily married. She's got her kids and all that. Anyway, that aside.
But it's funny.
It's funny. That aside, we started to read our speeches, you see. And of course, when you were doing reading around the class, all the other people around you would do the best to make the reader laugh or go really prodding, you know, and giggling.
Yeah.
And one of my lines was, Juliet, shall we be abed? It means go to bed. Yeah, abed.
Right.
I read it as, Juliet, shall we be abed? Abed, as the way it's written. See, A-B-E-D, abed. I mispronounced it.
What's abed mean?
It doesn't. It's not a word. Abed, A, with a little comma,
then
bed, means go to bed. Shall we go to bed?
Oh, I see.
But I ignored the little comma, and I read it as abed.
Right,
so I said, Juliet, shall we be abed? And this caused hilarious roars of laughter around the class. And poor old Juliet gave me a mouthful.
Did she really? She got a bit shirty, did she?
Shirty with it.
Really?
Oh, dearie me. But, oh, dear, it amused me. Little things like that, you see.
Theatrical women can be like that.
Oh, I know, Nick, yeah.
Certainly but, amateur.
Well, we used to dread being selected for it. Used to dread it.
No, I couldn't do that kind of thing at all, man. I struggle with that big time.
But then the other way around, you see, like if the person next to me got selected to read and I didn't, I was going, yes, yes, you know, I'm getting ready to prod him, make fart sounds or anything. You know, all the different ways you can make fart sounds.
Yeah, to push
like,
put him off.
Under the arm like that, or blow on your wrist.
I can see the education system wasn't wasted on you, was it? It really wasn't wasted.
Oh, dear me. Oh, dear. Yeah, so brings me round link number 349, according to the radio. What about party games at Christmas, Nick?
I'm not really a party game type of guy,
mate.
Not? No, not really. Are you?
Yeah, I like a game.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm a game. I'm a goer. Yeah.
What kind of games?
Games.
What, hide and seek and that kind of thing?
Hide and seek, hit the kipper.
Really?
Like yeah. Well, things like that.
I bet that's a giggle.
It is. No, we sometimes play word games.
Yeah, well, you would, wouldn't you?
We call it intellectual word games.
Oh, is that what you call it?
So we come up with words like...
Is that because you're in Kent at the time when you play it?
Yes, and I'll come up with a word like anti-disestablishmentarianism and put that on the Scrabble board.
Yeah.
And like, oh, it gives you a lot of points. That does. Because you can go over triple word scores, double word
scores. Never played Scrabble.
Oh, yeah.
No, anything that involves words and spelling,
oh, yes.
I give it a complete wide to.
Yeah, I like that. Whatever. We do charades, you know, when you do...
Oh, yeah. Film,
that's
play.
That's fun.
Book.
And you act a complete idiot.
And you do that, do you?
Yeah, we do that. Yeah, you have to guess what it is.
Christ, it does appear then, listeners.
It all goes on, you know.
Chris Moore's mother's gaff is the place to be.
And then we play consequences.
Oh, what's that?
You might like this one. You need about 7 or 8 people, so it's just about right. Each with a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
And you each have to. You have a cue. So the first line you write is, once upon a time there was, and then you've got to finish it off. Like there was a cat and a dog.
Right,
fold it over and give it to the next person and it swaps the paper.
Right.
And then you get another lead. It so happened on that day that... And you finish that off, fold it over, pass it on. See what's happening here?
Yeah.
People are putting on random lines at the end. And then you get to the complete way round, when it's gone all the way round, then you unfold it and read what's in front of you.
Right.
And it's hilarious what comes out sometimes.
Oh, so there's no winner and loser?
Well, you can vote on it. You can vote, okay. You know, decide democratically who's got the funniest one. Yeah.
Oh, so, right.
I'll do that. Silly, isn't it?
Good. No, I don't think it's silly. Not at all. I think, you know... I probably welcome the fact that I've never been invited to your place over Christmas. Yeah. But, you know, each to their own.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, it's all right. It's a giggle.
Yeah, something to do, isn't it? Yeah. It is something to do.
Apart from eating all day long.
I don't do a lot of that, really.
No, you've lost a bit of weight.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of weight. Better stone enough, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I've lost.
What have I got to look forward to? Breakfast, we sort of pass on breakfast Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Nothing particularly, slice of toast or something. Big blowout dinner, usually about 1 o'clock.
Right.
Nibbles through the afternoon.
Okay.
And then about 10 o'clock, they bring out the Christmas Day evening tea or supper. And there's pickles and hams and all
that. Oh, yeah,
absolutely
stuff.
Bloated at the end of the
night. Yeah.
And then at that point you don't want any more.
I don't quite understand this eating thing. On Christmas Day, really?
No, not really.
Is there any kind of tradition attached to that?
No,
or
I don't,
you know,
so, Nick.
Do they kind of predict that you're going to starve?
I know, Easter.
Because of the cost of living crisis
over
the next 12 months here?
Could be that, yeah. I know, Easter. There's the tradition of eating there, isn't there?
Don't know.
Yeah, with the pancake day.
Don't know.
Now, a pancake was you would eat up
all
the leftovers.
Yeah.
That's to go take you through Lent, which was the time of supposedly you don't eat.
Right.
But every does, obviously. But that's the meaning of that one.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I don't know for Christmas. I'm not old, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I don't. Whether it was part of the gig, you know, whether it is just you have to eat a shitload of food. Yeah.
Well, do you like games like Monopoly?
Yeah, I do that, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I like a bit of Monopoly.
I haven't played that for a long time. Would that be a Christmas Day gig for you?
No, because it's too long, or it can go on too long.
Okay.
If you play the abridged version, which is so much fun.
Yeah, you're probably at Good Friday by the time
you've
done it, haven't you?
It always causes arguments as well.
Does it?
You know, who bought that property? No, you didn't. That was the Bangers. No, it wasn't. And, oh, God. Rather steer clear of that. Cluedo's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I accuse so-and-so with the with the candlestick in the library.
Mm.
You could accuse it. No, you could suggest that it was, and then if it's not, you're okay. If you accuse and it's wrong, you're out.
Really?
Yeah, it's brutal.
No, I never played rules like that.
Yeah.
No, brutal. Not at all.
Whoa.
If you got it wrong, you got it wrong. You know, you're still
that
in.
That was, I suggest. You had the difference in the word. You could suggest or you'd accuse. Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Ah.
Is that in the rules?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm sure of it. Listeners, if we're wrong, tell us, please.
And then they kick you out?
Then they kick you out.
Really?
So you had to be careful. You know.
I didn't know that.
There's a way you can work it out. No, in fact, but it's difficult. Hey, there we are.
Christ, I ain't played board games for a long time, man.
No, you get a bit bored of them.
Well, you can do.
Yeah, bored.
Board games. Board games can be a bit boring. Yeah, a bit bored of it.
Oh, Christmas jokes. You like Christmas jokes?
I quite fancy the old... I do enjoy the cracker jokes.
Yeah.
They're up my boulevard, really.
They're funny, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah, keep talking.
Okay.
Because I'm just going to step up.
Don't tell me you've got some Christmas cracker jokes. Oh, no, you've got your cheesy jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. While you're doing that, I'm going to have a bit of Eccles cake.
Yeah, you go ahead, mate. Mm. Right. These are funny. I've got a tin of these, listeners. Listen. Yeah, lid. There we go.
Tin.
Mm. Get my glasses on. The £1.50s from Specsavers or whatever. Mm. Right. Cheesy jokes. What's this one? Oh, yes, I do. What did the cheese say when it looked in the mirror?
No idea.
No, he didn't say that. He said, halloumi. Halloumi.
Oh, God.
What's this one here? What did the cheese say to its therapist?
No.
I can't bear it any longer. You want another one?
No.
I'm going to give you one anyway. How do you get a mouse to smile? Oh, this is obvious.
No.
Come on, Nick, you know this. Say cheese. That's the standard of jokes.
Christ almighty.
So you can imagine, it's rip-roaring laughter.
Oh, wall to wall, isn't it? I bet. Yeah, I would think so. I bet they're queuing at the door. Oh, get round your gaff.
And then you put on the paper hat that always rips as soon as it gets anywhere near.
Yeah, and it's never big enough, really.
No, it rips. And I can feel the veins in my head
really
throbbing through the paper.
Can you really?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Nice, man.
Oh, all these lovely things. All associated with the joyous season.
Well, I think for me, on that note,
yes.
I mean, I think we should move on to the spring.
Oh, please.
Don't you?
No, I do. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
And the weather gets you down.
Yeah. Doesn't it? I just don't like this time of year.
Christmas weather.
Oh, isn't it awful?
Awful.
Grim. We're grim up north.
Bloody right, it's grim up north, mate.
That's what I say. But I don't know if it is. Don't know if it isn't. Anyway.
No, I think it can be.
What are you doing?
I'm just firing it up.
Oh. But all hasn't, all that hasn't been recorded. Oh, there we are. Look, 36 minutes.
I know, 36 minutes.
Of absolute nonsense.
Oh, totally. About Christmas is past.
And Christmas is present.
Indeed.
Get it? Christmas present.
Yeah.
Yeah, good joke, isn't it?
It has been a bit Bob Marley.
It has.
This show, isn't it?
A bit Bob Marley?
Bob Marley.
What's that?
Jacob.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't thought of that one. You're ahead of me, Nick. Hadn't thought of that. That's very good, actually. I'm going to make a note of that one.
Make a note, Chris.
Bit.
Save that for next year's show.
I will. Bit Bob Marley. Mm. Yeah. Nice one.
Bit Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim. Oh, what an unfortunate name to have, isn't it?
Tiny Tim?
Yeah. How would you like to be called Tiny Tim?
If you're a big guy.
I suppose with a sense of irony, it'd be quite funny, wouldn't it?
Could be.
Like Little John.
Little John.
And Robin Hood.
Mm.
Little John wasn't little at all.
Bobbered.
He was big.
He was.
Yeah, a big boy.
Mm.
Yeah. So he got the name Little because he was big.
Weren't his name John Little?
Was it?
Think so.
Ah, well, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that is actual a fact.
That would make sense, a fact. Nick. That would make sense.
I think that was the case.
Oh, well.
If I'm not mistaken.
So, here we are then, Nick. That's that one done. I think we're going to head off to Christmas with a smile in our faces.
I think so. And I'm going to wish you a happy Christmas, Chris.
And I should wish you a happy Christmas, Nick.
Thank you, my friend.
Mon plaisir. And,
be safe.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoy your board games.
Yes, I will.
Enjoy your cheesy jokes.
I will. I'll take the tin with me.
Enjoy your brother-in-law.
I will. Graham. And my sister. And my mum. And that's about it.
And the full 9 yards.
That's absolutely. Can't beat it, can you?
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, dear Happy Christmas listeners.
Keep listening to this crap.
Yeah, or viewers.
Every time we do
them.
It. With viewers.
Yeah, you call them viewers.
No,
you?
I'm going to keep it listeners because it's Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to change it.
Politically correct.
I think so.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So we'll kind of sign off properly.
Yeah, properly. Can we properly. Do that? Are we capable of signing off properly?
I think so. We'll have a go.
Have a go.
Okay. So for now, that's us. We're done for this 12 months, 2024. And we'll join you in 25. Keep listening. I shall still be back with this complete loon here. It was Chris Moore.
And I shall be back with this fantastic, world-renowned rock photographer, Mr. Nicholas Elliott, next year.
We look forward to it.
Certainly do.
Thanks for listening. Stay safe and have a good season.
Bye.